Hey guys, this is Lauren with the Century 21 Property Advisors Podcast. I can't wait to share what we have for you today.
Hey, you said this is a dumb question, okay, because I'm not a building person. When I see a composite roof and it goes on the rafters and I see things attached to it like insulation, you know, stuff, do that the same with a metal roof?
You put
insulation
right.
The same?
Right.
I don't know, man.
It depends.
Because I've always heard that it has less insulation. And that they use the spray stuff.
Right.
So then what you save on your premium, you would give up on your heating and AC.
Yeah, I don't think it's necessarily true. Okay. There's different ways to insulate. It's not just crazy more.
The difference from standing seam cost in the tile, tile roof.
You mean like the...
And
tiles even more.
Even more than standard
tile. And tile and wood slate is pretty expensive. Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of up there. And slate, little slate too. And that's up there. That's up there too.
And slate doesn't hold well up well, does
no part. Not really. And it's a bad investment unless you're just, you know, like if I build a cabin and put slate on it just because no one else has it. You know, it's just cool. But insurance doesn't like it. I mean, it's a pain in the butt. We've gone to place little areas in Coppell. There's a guy that had a house in just a couple areas. And I mean, most of those roofs are like this, and you almost have to get a crane to go fix them.
How long should a composition roof last?
I mean, the average around here is about 10 years, maybe. About 10 years.
I had another roof tell me the same thing. He said, I don't care if they got a 30-year warranty.
Right.
With iron, heat, everything, you're lucky to get 18 years out of any roof.
Well,
the way it is.
Well, I would say 18 years because that's the likelihood of a hailstorm hitting it. Now, is it going to leak? This is the, no other roofers will tell you this, that same roof, I've seen roofs that are twice as old as me. I mean, I've seen stuff with three or four layers that date back to my grandparents' age. And they're not leaking.
But that said, if you were building your own home, is it worth it to buy the 35 or 40 year shingles? That's where I was going.
Right.
Are you wasting your money?
Depending on what insurance you have.
Most shingles are used to it.
Builder. No one else will tell you, but the three tab shingles versus the 30 year or the laminate or whatever you want to call them, they're not that. There's deals out there, but they're not that much more. They're really not. I mean, some of these companies that are saying that, hey, it's going to cost way much more, you know, quite a bit more for an upgrade. But if you get the right ones, they're not that much more. So I can't tell you last time I actually put a three tab roof on, because they're paying the butt because windstorm, because they're lighter, and wind gets on them. Even if it's, if it's a perfect job, wind can get on those tabs and rip them. And so. I have not had one leak sub in a business, not on repairs and in roofs, because that's one of my tricks is just whenever they have a three tab roof, upgrade them to the next economy. Let them know, hey, we're gonna upgrade you to the next kind of lower end of the architectural, unless you want to go higher. But we got to get a heavier shingle on there because every time you get a windstorm, you want to be replaced with shingles. You might as well spend $200 more and get a much, much better roof,
Well, it doesn't sound like if you're going to replace it in 10 years anyway.
Right.
I've heard the same thing. Right. Texas is, our weather is just...
Our tan covers went on in 98, and it went, in 2011, when they first had one, they had three, we brought out three different farmers' adjusters that all said, they even brought into that said, perfectly still fine.
Right.
The rest was getting ripped. He said, but you probably won't make it to the 30 year because of the hail. And sure enough, 2013 happened.
Right.
But I mean, at that time, all three of them, because I thought, man, everybody's getting bruised. What's the deal?
Exactly.
They said, we don't need it, And we actually even had them bring in a whole independent one that wasn't even associated with it. They said, your roof is perfectly fine, so they must last.
Well, and then 30 years is kind of deceptive. I mean, you see 30 on the package, and you think, hey, I'm gonna have this for 30 years. All that really is just warranties. Hey, if the shingles break down faster than they should, we're gonna warranty this as a shingle company. We're gonna warranty it for 30 years. It doesn't mean it's gonna last that. It's kind of deceptive, and I wish they'd change that. But
it doesn't mean they're gonna pay to replace it. They're just gonna warranty the shingles.
Right. Yeah. They're gonna warranty the shingle because there's different things. If You know, like granular loss, you've all seen them on the general loss every inspection report out there. If the granular loss is premature and shouldn't you know, progress the rate that it is on a roof for whatever reason, you can send it back to the company, and every once in a while they'll pay for a new roof. Like, yep, sorry, you got us. We had a bad batch. And I've seen it happen a couple times.
They don't like to take it off, put it back on,
right?
And they pay for
it, right?
Okay,
they will. Cool. It's not common. Don't make it on it.
Right, exactly.
But yeah, because they don't want to pay.
You do this full time? You still work fire department?
I still work the fire department.
Okay.
I still work the
fire. You do both.
I do both. And it's, okay.
Do you have to work out to look like that, or is that just?
Yeah, you know, I haven't worked that much anymore. Okay. It's either I've been working about 100 hours a week, and for the past a long time, and it's either work out or stay caught up in the mornings.
Right.
What's cool, and you know, and then go home my kids, you know, because I work out at nights during dinner and stuff. But then my kids won't see me, you know.
Right.
So, but yeah, we've been growing. I don't do many of these because I mean I don't want to sound arrogant or anything, but I mean the referrals are, I mean, we've been blessed like crazy. The referrals, we don't do really much advertising. It's all been word of mouth, and you know, and you gotta do it smart. Like if everything on the street gets told and they're like, hey Tyler, we want you and only you to come replace our roof, that's like all these roofs I gotta float, you know, financially, because Say that roof right there, say it's $15,000, and then y'all give me half up front. Well, I'm still, I gotta pay on labor, because I pay them most time, not that day, but then they'll, you know, we'll figure out how much it was, and then I'll pay them the next time I see them, you know. And the same thing with materials. And a lot of times I'm in the negative quite a bit until insurance comes through. And if that happens on 10, 20 houses, you know, my funds are gone, and then you're in jeopardy. You know, for you know, different things can happen. So I want to protect y'all and grow at the right rate, so I can fund everything I'm doing. It's just smartest way to run a business. And this next year, I think I'm gonna probably expand quite a bit. But I just want I want everything to be in place.
Tyler, yeah. Where are you out of?
Most of my work's here in Granbury.
In Granbury?
Yeah, my wife grew up in Granbury. Our whole life, and I grew up in Winrose, and we live in like south of Alito, so I mean, 30 maybe about 35 minutes from here. But the thing with the fire department is, you know, we get off in the morning at 7, and a lot of our work comes from it's actually my old football coach in Winrose. He opened up a big state farm. I didn't know how big it was until, you know, kind of the people he referred me to that also have state farm business, like, oh gosh, he has a lot of clients. And he, like in the mornings, I'll go and hit those. You know, he'll be like, hey Tyler, I need you to go check this roof out. Tell me if it's class 4 or not. Or hey, this person wants a roof. And I'll hit all the ones up north, McKinney, that's as far as I go. But I'll hit those in the morning. And then pretty much every day I end up down here. You know, and sometimes it's 10, 15 appointment days. But, you know, it's my bread and butter's here.
I think it's good for you to share that, because we've got two situations right now where we have agents that hired for the seller, you know, through the seller. And in one case, the person never even showed back up after the deposit was
made. Really?
So, I mean, you know, it's good that you're conscious of that and that you're not just sitting here saying, yeah, I'll do 12 houses
exactly.
In a week, you know.
Right.
I mean, I think that's integrity that does not necessarily exist.
Right.
Yeah,
well, I appreciate it. It's just, you know, I've learned a lot the past couple of years, you know, and just I want to do it right. And my big thing is, you know, like I'm not, if you want, most roofers like car salesmen. Actually, I know companies that go get car salesmen to go, like, hey, we can make more money selling this. And they try, you know. But it's, you don't want a salesman. I do well because I'm not a salesman. I mean, I tell people more than I should on these. And I don't make as much, but they know everything. And that spreads, you know. Like, you get more work that way. You know,
you certainly get repeat business.
Yeah. You gotta think long term, not short term. Hey, I can make $500 more on this one, right, and mess them over a little bit, you know. But long term, if you tell them everything, it spreads,
sure.
You know. And it's the best thing in the world, you know, doing it that way. But
yeah, Rick, we're notorious for getting a check for the shingles and not coming back.
Right.
Right. You can make money like that.
Exactly. You can. Yeah. Short term.
Yeah, you got to move pretty quick.
Exactly. Exactly.
What problems have you guys had with roofs and sellers and buyers?
One of the biggest challenges I have is that we'll get an inspector out there and he'll say you need a new roof. And ain't nothing wrong with the roof. And then the...
Now the buyer's got it in the
exactly.
mind.
Yeah, yeah, that kills me.
And then we have another independent inspector come out and say, ain't nothing wrong with the roof. And then trying to battle that out is a challenge.
And that's, I kind of come into play, because I realize all that, and I kind of come into play a little bit. So a lot of these inspectors, and I'm not knocking, whatever, maybe I am, but a lot of them are they're older guys, they're retired, they want something to do, and they want to go be home inspectors. I thought about doing this a long time ago. But a lot of them don't even get on the roof. Even if it's an easy roof. The house I bought 5-6 years ago, the guy he told me, hey, I'll be there at 8 o'clock. He was there way before that. And he already did the roof, allegedly. And after doing this, now I know he never even got on the roof. And I mean, I've caught so much stuff they missed. And kind of debunked some of the stuff. Hey, well, you need to do this and that. I'm like, no, you don't. You know, we need to seal it up, and $2,000 of work you're saying, we can do it for $100 or $150. This is crap. Don't do your customers right. Do the even the opposing agent right. You know, but I see a lot of that, and a lot of these adjusters I know quite a bit. I mean, like I'm about to show you one here in a minute, a huge roof, another real estate deal. They called this company and. I knew the guy. I've known the guy for 20 years. He lives in Winter Oaks. Great, great guy. And he told everything, you know. Not because I was there. It's just he's just a, you know. And it's a small world, you know. You gotta be good at these adjusters. You gotta be good to everybody because you're gonna see them again. Mm-hmm. You know, if I'm too aggressive with them and make them mad, they adjusters won't tell you this, but they will not. They'll do everything they can not to work with you, and that affects you and your client.
I think that's human nature.
It is. It is. And y'all watch. I mean, you'll see it. So. You know, and then I've dealt with the worst adjusters. I'm doing one right now. He hung up on my customer because the customer got mad at him. It's just like, you know, it kills me, you know. But there's a lot to roofing, and, you know, it's more than just doing roofs. It's, you know, watching out for y'all and the seller. And even the you know, I want everybody to get a good roof. You know, whenever you call me, I'm not going to lie about it. I'm like, nope, everything's good or everything's bad. But it's going to be exactly what I see.
And what kind of warranty do you have on workmanship?
Yeah, we do 3 years. The only thing we've ever had was, and I fixed the issue, was the shingles. We had a guy that wanted they were selling the house. He wanted a 3-tab shingle because he wanted a mat. He's like, you know, who cares about those other people buying the house? We want 3-tab. I'm like, I can give you this for like $200. We're you know, but it was in December and they didn't have time to seal down.
Right.
And they got a storm. They ripped off their probably about 10 shingles, and then all the other roofs around that, just on that street. And I personally went out there and I put them back on. But you know, other than that, we've had no leaks, okay. No callbacks.
But 3-year warranty on workmanship.
Right. Exactly.
And then the shingles covered by the manufacturer. The
exactly. Right. Yep. Absolutely. But let's see if there's anything else to do. So we have 4 carpenters that work for us. We have they're busy, and my standard on that is because I have, you know, wife and kids, I'm gone a lot, and these are grown men, and especially for ladies, you don't want some grown man in there that just looks rough, you know, that's just cussing in front of you and treating you, you know, just these guys, one of them's a preacher, or an ex-preacher, lives here in Granbury, another one also lives here in Granbury, and he's. He looks kind of built like me. I mean, he's just a good guy. He kind of knew the area, and he's Texan. He's all, he's from California, but he's all Texan. He is 100% Texan. He's a great guy. I got a couple others, and then we have a metal crew and a shingle crew. We have about 30 or 40 roofers that, you know, we can throw it, you know, one job or break up in 2 jobs and a couple done a day. We have a pretty good mason. That any brick work, chimney work, mortar work, you know, he can make it look like it never happened, you know.
Insurance?
Yeah, I'm getting there, yeah. We got, so that's a big one. That's a big one. And It's easy to get insurance and get the paperwork. It's easy. I mean, and you can get it for pretty cheap. Cheap you can get for about $2,000 to $3,000, and all it is a piece of paper saying that you are insured. But what it doesn't cover is your subs. So if I have a sub that falls off a roof and they don't have insurance, guess what? It doesn't matter. It's like I didn't even have insurance.
Right.
So I pay close to $18,000 a year just to cover anybody and everybody. All these guys on here, and I've worked for a lot of companies, and I've talked to a lot of guys, and hardly anybody pays that much. Right. Because it's so you get permits, you get everything you want for literally nothing. You're paying $3,000 for a piece of paper,
right,
and hoping nothing happens. Exactly. So I do, and I'll provide it.
So if they got hurt, it would go on the
homeowner.
Seller's homeowner, that's
good. Yeah. So that was the hardest check I think I've ever written. Something I'm never, hopefully, ever going to use. Here's $18,000, you know. Yeah. It killed me, you know. That's a lot of people, the reason why, you know, new roofing companies can't do it is because there's hidden costs in there if you're going to do it right. I mean,
yeah,
they'll bite you. And then we have, wood siding, vinyl siding, fence guys, firefighter owned and operated. You know, we'll try to use, you know, anytime, you know, firemen. Good thing about firemen is you can, whenever they say, hey, well, I'm going to be there this time and, you know, this place, they're going to be there. You know, they just represent you a little better, I think. And that's not just me. It's any guy that I may send out there. You know, they're not going to stand you up, and they're going to be good around your customers and stuff.
Do they put on roofs the way they respond to fires? 9 miles an hour?
Man, firemen don't put on my roofs.
They do it. I've been around a lot of them. They do everything like they're on a fire.
Right.
I mean, they're,
right.
They go.
Attack.
Oh, yeah, they attack.
Exactly.
Just like a fire.
Right.
It's amazing.
Oh, that's
how they're trained.
Right. You know, my firemen, and that's, I explain that too to people, that the firemen don't put on the roofs. My superintendent has 25 years of experience. And if it wasn't for him and you know, some of that knowledge there, I mean, you got to rely on your guys. We bounce stuff back and forth with each other all the time. You know, he's a good guy. His kid's about my age, and he's just a great guy. And just the knowledge between both of us. I mean, we can, no leaks. I mean, we're doing something right. But, you know, there's just a lot into it. Let's see here. That's about it. But yeah, I mean, the thing about us, we can always give a second opinion. If y'all get a roofing, like a special report comes back, it's bogus. Most of them are bogus. But most of those guys are lazy. They just be like, oh yeah, well here's, you know, this is, you need to do all this, and then consult the people that need to be consulted. I'm like, well, thanks a lot, you know. Like, go consult the roofer. You know, he kind of gets all that building chips it on me. But I'm okay with it. I'm just going to give you my honest opinion. But yeah, we're always good for a second opinion. I'll charge you. And if there's a repair, pretty quick repair or whatever, we can handle it before closing. Everything with the estimates, you know, free. We speed up closings or never miss a deadline. I mean, it's because we watch out for you, and you ought to run a business. You want to be represented well and make money. That's, you know, that's important to us. Let's see. Yeah, put the roofs in title. Already covered that. And there's been cases where, you know, I never want to be a negative factor in the roofing world. But every once in a while, I'll find a house that I don't think is insurable, or I don't think they should buy it. And I'll run it by y'all first. I don't be like, hey, customer, hey, y'all need a new roof. Don't buy this house. It's kind of not a secret, but I run it through y'all. I work for y'all. You'll still pay me. I'm like, hey, you know, this house, the decking is shot. It looks beautiful because this is a remodel. And I had one of these a while back. A remodel, the house looked perfect. But I got on the roof, and I almost stepped through it. And I can find, I weigh 285 pounds. I'm going to find bad decking. If there's bad decking, I'm your guy. Because I kind of want anything. But if it's bad, I'll find it. And this one was shot. They took a shortcut and did that. I told the agent, I'm like, hey, this is what happened. You do with what you want. And they backed out, found another house the next day.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah, there's some liability there from the seller's disclosure.
Right.
If you're aware of that.
Exactly.
And don't make them aware.
Right. So, but everything runs through y'all, and I don't run through the, I mean, as far as like the other agent, a lot of times they'll, you know, the homeowner will be asking for stuff. I'll give them a card so they know, hey, this is me. I'm getting on your roof. It's kind of a good, you know, you can research me. I'm not just some bogus roofer. But dealing with them, sometimes they want to know everything, and I'm like, well, you know, your agent didn't call me, so I work for y'all. I mean, I'm y'all's. Let's see. Yeah, we save customers quite a bit of money if they want to. I mean, if there's something on there they want to do, it's their claim. And like this customer right here, they either had to pay $200 for a brand new roof, or they made $200. I can't remember. It was one of the two, but it was nothing. And that one went seamless. I mean, it was on well before closing, and I got paid through closing. And then we give them ability to choose a color, which sometimes you want to give them that. It's if the opposing party, if they're not sane, you know, because I've seen them, if they're just not realistic about anything, you may not want to give them to choose a color, but you know, you can always keep that in your back pocket.
I can make it personal to them.
Yeah, and I've done it multiple times. They love it. So.
Well, we appreciate your honesty.
Yeah.
Definitely appreciate your lunch.
Well, I appreciate it.
And hopefully these guys will give you a shot.
Yeah.
And doing some business.
I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it.
It's mm-hmm. nice to have a group that you think alike.
Right.
That will be honest.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I try to not, you know, under promise, over deliver. I don't like, you know, just saying I'm going to do all these things that fall short of, you know, the ones that keep calling me, I mean, I just, you know, it's just kind of like this, you know, I mean, you call me, I go and look at it, and I tell you exactly what I see. It's any pictures and videos, and, you know, I want you knowing everything that I see without me thinking any financial, I mean, with me thinking about potentially making money or anything like that. I want you to know first, and then you can act on it or not. It doesn't matter to me. But here's one we did yesterday, or Monday, over here in Creston. And I'm gonna show you a couple things. We can walk out here in a minute. The last thing we'll do, I'll show you kind of what you can do to give you more knowledge about does this roof have hail damage or not? And give you an idea before even calling me. You can call me on anything and everything, but if you get a gut feeling like, hey, this roof's a little older, you know, and in 2 minutes you can find out so much about it without even getting on the roof. And this is one of the things. So this is hail damage on a gutter. So gutters can tell you so much about it. Because most of the time gutters are replaced with the roof. If you walk around the house and just look at the gutters, you can tell what direction it came in and how big it is. And most people will never even notice that. And window screens are the same thing. Now these two buildings don't have screens, but there's damage that came on the front side, and the screens would probably have it too, you know, because the metal is pretty thin. It'll damage really easy. So that's one thing I'll show you here in a minute. That's probably one of the bigger takeaways from here. So y'all have more knowledge about when y'all go to look. But I don't know if y'all can look later if y'all want to see. But and then I'll show you one more thing. Here's a vent. Most houses have them. And I don't know if you can see it, but it wobbles. So whenever the wind blows, it wobbles. Sometimes they'll put it on right, it'll wobble. But most of the time, what's doing that or stopped, hail's hit it so hard that it's just not moving. So, you know, if I don't knock on doors. A lot of companies do, but if I did, I would do that. I would just drive around in neighborhoods that have all these, and the ones that are doing this, I'm stopping. You know, so if you're looking at a house and y'all see this, it probably has damage. Especially if you put everything together. If it's wobbling, you know, you see dings in the window screens, and then you see dings in the soft metals like the gutters. It probably has issues. So you get kind of a gut feeling before even calling whoever roofer you use. You know, you just know. There's more knowledge. So, you know, there's different things you can do. But
about how long does it take you once we call you to come out?
Oh yeah, I'm only within about 24 hours,
okay.
Yeah, only or sometimes same day.
And I think I missed it. Did you say you have one other person besides yourself that's inspecting?
My superintendent. And this year, I got a couple firemen. I'm training up to kind of where I'm expanding a little more. I'm not just exploding like, okay, here's 10 guys, Richmond. I'm gonna get a couple, be really careful, and get people that think like me and aren't, you know, and they're not doing it for the fun. They're doing it to make money, and I realize that. But and it's hard telling people, like, whenever you send me out to a roof, that's in most people's eyes, that's potential for money. You know, you can just like, yep, you need to call insurance and just see what, don't on the wall and see what sticks. Most people, I was taught that with the first roofing company I worked for, and to go up there and find one ding and tell them, yep, you have damage, you need to call. When you know good and well, there's not, what they do, they measure 10 foot by 10 foot square on every side of your roof. If there's not many hits in there, they're not buying it. They're not gonna buy it. So you gotta look at it like that. And once I can find a couple people that are okay with not just, you know, doing that, then I'm gonna probably bring
a couple more people. One indicator would be everyone you send them out on, they say, needs a new roof.
Exactly.
That would kind of be an indicator that
exactly.
Maybe something.
Exactly. It's hard not to. I mean, it messes your mind. You know, I've been on roofs, I mean, monster homes, and it kills me. I'm like, there's nothing here, you know? But you have to have the ability to say that there's nothing there,
right.
You know? So, you know.
Honesty is the best policy.
It works in the long run. Maybe not the short game, but long run it does. But, and then fence, if they look speckled, you know, like insurance will pay for stained fences. If they're just wood, they're not going to pay for them. But they'll pay for restaining, and that's another big one that your clients can, I can't say profit, but they can benefit them financially, because I'm not doing the work. I'm not invoicing for it.
Yeah.
They can contract it, but if this whole fence gets damaged by hail, it's getting painted by insurance probably, and I don't have to. I can do it or can't. It's not.
Well, this was a car. It was a hailstorm coming through Crowley years ago, and this guy went to the ball from Hamburg to beat the crap out of
right.
The car. The insurance company came back and denied it. They said, hell, I'm not to pay no car.
Right.
He had a beat up on Crowley.
It's smart. I've seen
it. I've seen him drive it. But he didn't know. He thought, I'm getting money back to my insurance.
And I've seen other roofers, because sometimes every once in a while there'll be me and another roofer, or three roofers, because they'll just do kind of a shotgun. Sometimes you all send a roofer, and somebody else will send a roofer, and we just all happen to be on the same. And I'll see them over there damaging stuff. It happens all the time. I've seen adjusters do it. I've seen adjusters like, I can't knock them too much because they're helping everybody out. But I've seen adjusters like, yeah, we're gonna buy this roof, and they start making stuff. You know, and it's like, I can't, I don't want to see this, you know?
Yeah, you don't want a video doing that.
But something happens. It does happen.
Where do you
go
about it?
Exactly. So,
any questions, guys?
No, you're going to educate us a little out here.
Real quick, I'm going to show you in the front.
Thank you guys for tuning in to the Century 21 Property Advisors podcast today. Make sure you like and share if you got value, and spread the knowledge.